In 2018, there's a new way to get up.
Claire and Sam. I have been waiting to tell you guys this for so long. Sam is coming to join us right here at Hit 99.7 in just over a week's time, and we've got him on the phone right now. Sam, how you doing?
Hello, Claire. I'm so pumped to be joining you in a week and a half, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a week and a half.
I was just speaking like Microsoft Sam there, wasn't I?
Kind of, yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Now, Sam, obviously you are going to be new to the area. You're not from Griffith, are you?
I'm not very close to Griffith at all at the moment. I'm over in Perth.
just a little bit away.
Yeah, just a little. Just about 4,000 kilometres, I think it is, about that.
Jeez.
But I am a country guy at heart. I'm from Broome up in the Kimberley. So I think that obviously each town's different, but I hope I'm not. I hope I'm going to fit in quite well.
Well, you know what, Sam? This whole area is so loving and so welcoming. When I first came here, I honestly cried on my first day. Not because I was sad. Just people were so nice. Honestly,
awesome. This
town is like one big family that just wraps you in their arms and keeps you warm. It's lovely.
That's exactly what I needed to hear. Thanks, Claire.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad I could make you smile. Now, Sam, you will be joining us just after Easter. You're going to get here over the Easter long weekend.
Yes.
Now, the weird thing is that our listeners have a chance to meet you before I do in person. Is that right?
They do. Actually, yes, they do, because it's the long weekend of Easter, isn't it?
It is.
And I hear there's a few events on that weekend, which I will be happily attending.
Yes, you're going to be at the Vintage Festival happening on the Saturday and then Rewinding the Vines on Sunday. You're getting out and about as soon as you get here, feet on the ground and up and running.
Did I also hear that Daryl Braithwaite's in town?
Yes, that is Rewinding the Vines on the Sunday. You get to see Daryl Braithwaite live.
I love that. That makes me very happy.
Now, Sam, obviously our listeners are going to learn more about you over the next few weeks, months, years, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, obviously I'll start with our common sharing is sport. I love my sport, which obviously you do too, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Favourite thing.
Sorry, I had to rub that in. No, I love my sport. I love my Aussie rules, Australian rules football.
Okay.
However, I understand that if I'm heading over east, I really need to get to know NRL. And
yes.
I'm very open to doing so.
Okay, well, NRL is the one thing I can probably give you some tips and hints on. We'll start talking about that when you get here. And hopefully you can teach me a little bit of footy because I've got no idea.
No idea. Okay, fair enough. I was going to say, it's pretty impressive that I'm going to be getting sporting advice from you, but I'll take it.
Look, I can't guarantee it's going to be good, but we'll give it a go anyway.
Sounds perfect.
Now, Sam, you are arriving just after Easter. I cannot wait. And look, have a safe trip. I know you're going to be driving. Is it through the Kimberleys?
Oh, wow. Way off, Claire. Jeez, get a map. No, it's through the Nullarbor.
That's the one I meant. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So me and my friend have wanted to do the Nullarbor, cross the plains for the last 5 years. And now this is our chance to do it. A perfect excuse, moving my whole life over to Griffiths, over to the Riverina, and get to do the Nullarbor on the way through.
Okay, well, stay safe on the Nullarbor because I know that it can be quite a dead road for quite some time. So make sure you drink plenty of water. I'm going to be a mum here. Drink plenty of water. Bring lots of water. Make sure that you don't leave yourself dehydrated.
Do you want to continue being mum and I'll just text you every stop?
Well, I mean, no. You know what? I will see you when you get here. Sam will be joining us on Tuesday, the 3rd of April. Can't wait to see you, Sam.
Look forward to it. Absolutely. Thanks, Claire. So excited.
Two words you don't normally hear together, naked and magicians. But that's exactly what's coming to the Griffith Regional Theatre on Saturday, the 7th of April. And to tell us more about it now is Chris. He is one of these lovely naked magicians. Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm great, thank you.
That's good. Now, naked and magicians, what is this all about?
Look, the clue is in the title,
yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It's a very literal show. Think Magic Mike if it had magic in it. My best friend and I were both professional magicians and we wanted to do something with magic that had never been done before, and we wanted to make it fun for girls' nights out, and gay guys and couples. So we wrote what was the world's naughtiest, funniest and sexiest magic show. Well, we thought it was, and it changed our lives. We've played 250 cities around the world.
Wow.
A run on London's West End. And now we're bringing it back to Australia for the first time since we started the show.
Fantastic. Now, you guys did start in 2014. Have you had any awkward or funny moments in that time?
Yeah, about a million. and, like, I can pretty much answer any question, but I'm struggling to find an answer for this that's radio friendly.
Right,
The show has, like, it's a wild, like, party atmosphere, and the show has so many volunteers in it. And, you know, sometimes girls have a few drinks before they come to the show and all that kind of stuff. So there have been a couple of crazy moments on stage. I don't really want to give anything away, though, because there's some bits in the show, it's like the ending to The Sixth Sense. If you find out about it, the surprise is spoiled. But look, I do promise you it's very crazy.
Chris, can I ask, have you ever had anyone turn up to the show that didn't quite understand the name of the show, The Naked Magicians?
Yeah, that would be my mum.
Oh, geez.
Which sort of ties into the last question as well. No, I think everyone, we do get asked a lot if we actually get naked, which we do, and if we get fully naked, which we do. And there's always like one or two faces in the audience at that part of the show, because we start off in suits. We lose our clothes bit by bit by bit. And then when it all comes off, like, there are always two or three people, their faces are like, oh my God, this is actually happening. And they're always the best volunteers as well in the second half of the show.
Now, how many volunteers do you reckon you're going to get up here in Griffith?
Oh, look, I mean, this show, it actually has a trick that involves every single audience member. Ooh. You don't have to take your clothes off. You don't need to leave your seat. But we've got this really cool new trick in the show that's just impossible and happens in the audience hands. but we use anywhere between 10 and 15 volunteers on stage in every single show. So, look, the odds are quite high that if you're going to come along, you're not just going to see some magic, but you're literally going to be a part of it on stage.
Well, Chris, my hand is up.
It's always, oh, your hand is up, you volunteer as tribute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is your hand up exactly? There you go.
And we're going to leave that there because it's a PG show, Chris, but thank you.
No, sorry, not sorry.
What's your favourite magic trick, though? Without giving too much away, obviously, what's the one that you think will get everyone so excited?
I know what it is, and it's the finale of the show. It was the show that got us overseas in the trick that got us overseas in the first place. I'm not going to give anything away, but it's a metaphorical and literal climax to a show, and it is like, if you go and look at our Facebook page and read the reviews, you just hear people say that their stomachs are hurt from laughing, that they're crying tears of joy. Like, it's just the funniest, craziest, most magical moment just in any magic show on the planet. And it's so much fun to do every night. I love, like, 30 seconds before the last trick because I know that the audience are about to get, like, an electric shock through their bodies.
Well, Chris, I cannot wait. You can find more info at nakedmagicians.com and you can buy your tickets right now from the Griffith Regional Theatre's website. Chris, I can't wait to see you and your friend Mike come to town and give us a real Naked Magician show.
You are going to see us. I promise that. You're going to see us in the flesh.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great day.
Thanks, Claire.
By now, you've probably heard about all of this Facebook scandalous stuff happening at the moment where there has been a massive data breach. To tell us more about it is Trent, who's a bit more in the tech know than I am. Morning, Trent.
G'day.
Now, Trent, do you want to explain, for those who may not have heard, what exactly has happened with this data breach in Facebook?
So this data breach goes back to about 2013.
Wow.
A fella by the name of Alexander Kogan created a basically like a personality quiz app that people could do on Facebook, and it'd give them a result. But by agreeing to install the application via Facebook, they were actually allowing some details to be shared with the app developer. Things like friends' birthdays, you know, details from address books, pictures, those sort of details. Now, most apps don't actually use the data that they're given access to, but in the case of this application, he collected over 300,000 people and their data that had been, I guess, installed from accepting and using the personality app. And he did what he shouldn't have done and gave access to another firm who decided to sell the data, and that's the organisation Cambridge Analytica, which you've probably heard in the news lately. And basically, it's all against the terms and conditions of Facebook in regards to the sharing of this information, but it's gone gangbusters since 2013, and Facebook first learned in 2015 about one of the breaches, but of course didn't go far enough to fix what was hemorrhaging there.
Out of sight, out of mind, right?
Yes.
So what does that mean, though, for the Australian people who may have done this this particular personality quiz and their data?
Well, the information has been shared amongst various organisations. You know, they're saying that a few of the big newspapers and media agencies that had access to the information have deleted it. And Facebook is currently, you know, going on a bit of a vendetta to clear Cambridge Analytica, preventing all future instances of this sort of thing happening. But your data could certainly be out there, you know, information about your friends and your profile. I'm not sure you can do all that much to get it back now, but one good thing to do would be to make sure your password has been changed since that breach.
Yeah.
And also, you can go into Facebook, into settings, and dig in a little bit further and have a look and see what applications are enabled on your profile and potentially deactivate some of these so that there isn't a potential for more information to be shared off your social platform to other users. Now, Facebook is going to be scouring all of the applications that are installed on most people's accounts and weed out the ones that are, you know, doing this sort of thing. But it's something that doesn't happen overnight, and they reckon it's going to take at least a month to work this out. And they'll also be, over time, providing people with a bit of a reminder that they should check their settings as well.
Absolutely.
I believe, as a part of, you know, what has gone on, because it's quite a serious concern for many.
Absolutely. And I think it's one thing that people forget is that they do need to check their settings quite often because things change
things
and you
do
don't
change.
Always know.
And another good thing to do as well is change your password. We store so much online, on social media, and also via other sites. So it's worth keeping your passwords up to date.
Absolutely. Well, Trent, thank you so much for your time today and for your knowledge. And yeah, look, just a reminder again, change your password, guys.